Hello.
Good afternoon. I'm looking for Josh.
Speaking.
Hi, Josh. This is CJ calling from Archtop. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing okay. I was notified that you were having some troubleshooting issues.
Yeah, so I keep getting like a pop-up on like my devices and stuff saying unstable connection for the Wi-Fi and like the TVs. Saying unable to play this title at this time, like in the middle of a show,
Okay.
and stop.
That is definitely interesting. And I mean, I do see that you do have the 2 gig, so let me just go ahead and take a look and see what might be going on there. Would you mind providing me with your service address, please, just to verify?
22. White Like the Color Road in Saugerties, New York,
Perfect.
12477.
All right. And the email address that's on file, please.
That I'm not sure. My mom set that up, so let me look quick. Well, it could be Five Little Lambs at Yahoo.com, maybe.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for that. I just wanted to make sure. Alrighty. And so I'm currently running a speed test on your main router at the moment. I
Okay.
do see that your extender is a little bit on the slow side. Typically, we see about 500 megabytes to 1,000 megabytes per second on the secondary. So I'm wondering if it might be just a little bit too far, but your main router seems to be fine.
So yeah, like if I do speed tests, like I'm getting, a little bit faster than I had with Spectrum. Like it takes like once I go to the speed test page and hit it, like I don't know, with Spectrum it would load right away and just start doing a speed test and it says connecting for a while. Like I did it, I don't know, like 30 seconds ago, it's still
So,
right away.
just out of curiosity, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, which devices are giving you the trouble?
iPhones, iPads, and three different televisions. Okay, so like yeah, right now it's saying I'm like sitting 5 feet from the router, the main router, and saying megabytes a second.
It's saying how
Saying
much?
650.
Interesting. And I mean, I know that like older devices may not be able to handle faster speeds, but.
I mean, iPhone 14 Pro Max,
Yeah, that's not
and
old.
that old. But like,
I was sitting there thinking the 11, but even the 11's not that old either.
that's the first time I've seen that high speed. It's usually like 320, which
Okay,
was
so
like.
here's what I'm going to do, and this may disconnect you altogether. I don't know if you're relying on the internet well, I can't speak today. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know if you're relying on it for Wi-Fi calling or not. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to reset the circuit, like reboot it, so to speak.
Okay.
And if we get disconnected, I can always give you a call back.
Okay.
But I'm rebooting it now. So what will happen is that you will see the gateway, the ONT, the modem go off. One other question I had for you was what's the distance between modem and routers?
So the main modem and router, it's like sitting on top of itself, like the router sitting on top of the modem.
Okay.
And the second one is like, I don't know, 10, like 30 feet away downstairs.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking that distance with the 30 feet, that might be a little too far.
Yeah, I which is where the text set it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely thinking the 30 feet might be a bit far. Well, either way, I did reset the modem, or
Okay.
rather, I rebooted the circuit so that way it clears out any errors. Let me just take a look and see if there's anything that might be having issues. I'm just seeing Google Cloud is having an outage.
Yeah, this, I mean, it's been how it's been since it was installed. I got sick and I was in the hospital and didn't
Oh
have a chance
no. Yeah,
to do
well,
anything.
hopefully you're feeling better.
I am, thank you.
And that's the important part, right? That what we get to when we get sick, we start feeling better and can get back to the things that we love. So I'm
For
glad that you're
sure.
doing better.
Thank you.
All right. And let me just go ahead and take a look into my other system real quick just to see, because they're showing us offline right now, which is a good thing. And then when they come back online, I can reboot those as well. So that way we clear out any issues there. Now, if it is the fact that we need to place the extender somewhere else, then we might have to do that. But
There's places I could put it.
yeah, typically with that extender, you should be getting at least 1 gig.
Okay, so yeah, right now, if I go to the speed test, it's loading immediately and it's getting like 649, 650 megabytes a second. I'm sitting like 5 feet away from it.
I mean, are you still con you're not connected to the internet though, you're on mobile signal.
No. The Wi-Fi just reconnected.
Oh, okay, yeah, it just came back on. I do see that. It just took an extra second for it to load on my end. Okay,
But
and
yeah,
then
back up to just over 650.
well, I am going to reboot both the motor, the routers, just so you know. Reboot. Just to clear out anything that might have, you know.
Yeah, I tried doing that manually, power cycling and like
Yeah.
forgetting the network on our devices and then re-adding them.
Yeah, power cycling is really the best when it comes to that, but you have to definitely make sure that it's for at least a minute, 30 seconds to a minute before plugging it back in. I mean, either way, it still works, but the thing is that sometimes you need it to completely reboot internally.
Yeah, I'm an engineering technician in semiconductor manufacturing, and that's what, can deal with
Yeah.
that kind of.
Absolutely. So we'll just take a couple of minutes for them to reboot. So just bear with us as they come back on. They should be booting back up right now.
Okay.
It'll take a minute. Okay, and while we're waiting for this to come back up, what else have you attempted as far as it goes?
I mean, that's it. I tried power cycling the actual, hardware and forgetting the devices, and then reconnecting to them.
Okay.
And I mean, that's the extent of what I thought would possibly change anything.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I mean, worst case, if it doesn't work with the reboots, what I'll have to do is I'll have to get a tech out to you, and that way we can see if maybe it's the placement of that secondary router that's causing the issues. Because again, like it shouldn't be having an issue. And especially with the speeds that I saw earlier with only about 600, 500, from the secondary router, it doesn't quite match too well. Okay, so it's coming back online right now. So I do have the main router back online. I am waiting for the secondary one to come back.
Yep, so the main router actually dropped speed a little bit to 646.
Yep, it's still starting up though, so it may just take an extra minute. Okay, and so which phone is yours that you're
Which
using?
phone? Mine is iPhone 13 Pro Max.
Okay. I see two iPhones currently connected to the main
Yeah,
router.
the 14 Pro Max is my daughter's.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't tell me the model. It just says iPhone, that's it. Okay, so it should be coming back on now. Take a look here. Yeah. I'm thinking that secondary router is just too far. I mean, it's got a great connection, but it's just
Yeah.
the backhaul is still a bit weak.
So does it like automatically switch between routers
Yes.
or okay?
Yeah, so definitely don't rename or redo that secondary router. It's kind of the lovely part of like a mesh network, so to speak. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and test the secondary router right now just to see if maybe we might be able to get that speed up a little bit. Because again, it should be more than just 488. It also depends on how many devices are using large amounts of bandwidth at the same time, too.
Yeah, because I mean, like, we're not playing video games or anything. Like, it doesn't need to be that fast. But like, my speeds with Spectrum were only like 320. But everything, like, we could be at three TVs on, both our iPad, both our cell phones, and like, there was never any issue with the streaming or the
Yeah.
crashing.
And that's understandable too. It's still running the speed test, by the way. Okay, while I go ahead and take a deeper look into this, do you mind if I place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold?
Sure.
Okay, I do appreciate it. I will be right back.
Yep, thanks.